This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, I'm fed up. Social media has become such a part of our lives. Somebody asked me last night about some new song. Now I'm going to, it was my niece who said, well, you work with all these millennials. You should know what this is. And I'm trying to remember what she, I asked her to send me a note to remind me to ask you and James, James Collins, who's not really, he's too
who's
young.
Gen Z. Yeah, once right. again, everyone blaming yeah. millennials for all the problems in the world.
Well, I don't know if this is a problem. It's just I'll find the word. It's about a dance or something. I don't know what it is. But the reason that I'm bringing it up is because I'm frustrated and actually annoyed and tired of trying to use a facility, i.e. Facebook. I have some pictures of my grandson and my son and his wife and me from the farm yesterday. Some pictures of activities on the farm yesterday they want to post. And so Bob sent me the pictures, so I'm working, Jay and I are trying to figure out how to get them from what Bob sent me onto my Facebook page. And it's like it's like climbing the Eiffel Tower. And if you're lucky, you make it to the top. And then you look around and you think, well, this is dangerous. Why did I do this? And the same. As far as I'm concerned, Facebook and all of this stuff, and all of the things, the social, I don't know. I just find it all. I use it. We talk about it on the air. I like it. The only reason I like Facebook, I think that Zuckerberg is an obnoxious bore and actually a crook. But, you know, and a lot of my friends have gotten off of Facebook because they don't like the kinds of things that are shared on Facebook. I get it. I don't go there. I don't use it for that. What I use it for is to share things from my family or the program to a point or things that are going on the farm, but all good stuff, fun things, food for thought, et cetera, et cetera. So I want something that's easy. Bob sends me a picture. I put it on the Facebook page. You think I can figure out how to do that? Save as. So we're going through save as, then we go through some other step and another step and another step. So you got 9 different steps. Instead of just, okay. And the assumption is that everybody knows how to do this.
Well, or that everybody's looking at the same thing. Because there have been times, Doug, where I've tried to walk you through certain steps and you're not seeing something. And then I ask you, send me a picture of what that website is actually showing you. And it is completely different than what mine is. Or yeah. on Facebook, this has happened to me where I'll tell Doug, okay, click here and then click this button. And he's like, it's not there. Then I go in and I'm like, wait a second, that button's not there. Where did it go? And then you refresh the browser and all of a sudden it pops up. It's like Facebook had a glitch or something. And typically it is Facebook, let's be real.
Yeah.
And there will be times where I'm like, oh, just send me the photo. I'll share it for you. And then all of a sudden that button is missing on my end, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just have to wait a few minutes and or sometimes a few hours. Then
so
all of a sudden
crazy.
It pops up. No. And especially the fact of I can't help you if I can't see your screen and your screen is showing something different than mine, which I am astounded how often that happens.
Yep,
and those are just legitimate situations where that's not even user error at that point.
Nuh-uh. All right, so anyway, we'll try. Post them so you can go. Either Jay will put them on the Good Day Facebook page or on my own personal page. A lot of people, listeners, go to my own personal page, which is okay. Doug at Doug. No, that's my email. What is it's a facebook.com/Doug Steffen. Speaking of social media, Chick-fil-A under fire for a tweet that users have said was outrageous. They're calling out Twitter. One of the tweeters, can you call them tweeters?
Tweeters.
Yeah, right. there was a back and forth about spicy chicken nuggets, apparently. The official Twitter account for Chick-fil-A responded to this complaint about grilled spicy deluxe, the fact that they have those, but not any real spicy nuggets. And the response was, your community will be the first to know if spicy items are added to the permanent menu. And so there were only six replies to this, but to what this fellow Don said, but the Chick-fil-A response got 700 replies and 4,300 quote tweets because of the choice of wording. Twitter users called out the account's decision to use the term "your community," questioning whether it was targeting the identity of the user who appears to be black. And so then it kept going, what do you mean, your community? So it went back and forth. So instead of talking about chicken, they get into this whole big to-do about whether or not you meant you're referencing black people or not. Good God.
This is totally something that, like, I would come under fire for. Because I say community all the time in the sense of where you live and, like, the city and surrounding cities, your community.
Get a life.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing anybody says is safe anymore. And there are legitimately racist people. There are. There are people who don't think before they speak, and their intentions are not always great.
No.
But then that gives the rest of us a bad name.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this is why it happens, though. Because Merriam-Webster keeps adding words and phrases to the dictionary that are inappropriate. And there are 370 new words in the Merriam-Webster update that's available for Christmas purchase. A lot of COVID-19 words, some corporate culture words, a lot of slang stuff like janky. I don't even know what that means. What is janky? That's one of the new words. It's in the Merriam-Webster dictionary. You use the term janky?
Like unreliable quality.
Really? So where did that come from? Who started that? Where is the official rendering?
That's a good question.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the one that I really like is the In Case You Missed It acronym has been added.
Acronym is a word? Happy. Wasn't it a word before?
No, In Case You Missed It acronym.
Oh.
ICYMI.
So that's not a word.
It's
that's like OMG.
Yeah, an acronym.
Right? Or LOL. Are all those in the dictionary?
I believe so.
Ugh, what a... Oh, man. This is horrible. No matter... When you listen to people that you know how to speak, use the English language, the dictionary is even authorizing use. They heard there's a new... another edition of false negative and false positive. That's not a word. That's a phrase. Right? It's a phrase.
Yeah, that's a...
Oat milk?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Like, if you want to add phrases, but call them phrases.
Well, who are they to decide this too, by the way? Baller. Isn't that something... Didn't they use that for that show that The Rock was in? They called it ballers, right?
Yeah.
But that was supposed to reflect on footballers, right? Or was it something else intended that I didn't get?
I think it could be just athletes, like baseballers, footballers, footballers as in soccer, basketballers.
Cringe is a word that's just been added? That's
cringe
a word,
is a great word.
Yeah, but that's been around for a long time. That ought to be in the dictionary. I get that one.
Mm-hmm.
Of all
yeah,
the
there
words
are some words
so
where it's like, why is it just now getting notoriety?
Yeah, thank you.
Notability.
Right, and back to the question about why is it that these people are the authority?
Mm-hmm.
Who made them... The authority. Like, who made fucking Wagnalls?
Why is Von Wagnalls just now getting in there?
Yeah. I want to do a dictionary of my own words.
Do all it. Right? Give us one right now. You got it.
A new word?
Yeah.
Unga bunga.
I like it.
Makes
what's
about as much sense as some of these other things. The language I talk to my grandchildren. Unga bunga. I've been saying that for a long time. Matter of fact, to my children, I said it. Unga bunga. What does it mean? It means wow. Wow. Unga bunga. Okay. So we've had that lesson in.
Not to be confused with the previous cowabunga.
Cowabunga is another good one. Yes. That's a very good one. Yep. Cowabunga and unga bunga. Put those in your dictionary, Merriam-Webster. Let's see that in print. Quarter past the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
All right, 17 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The Ukrainian troops are beating the hell out of the Russians. If you follow, and the Russians are giving up. There were the over the weekend, the Ukrainians recaptured 20 towns and villages that the Russians had taken over. And the Russians keep shooting the missiles, but they keep missing the target, among mm-hmm. other things. But the Russian soldiers are defecting. They're asking the Ukrainians to take them in, and in some cases the Russians are putting on Ukrainian uniforms and fighting against their countrymen. It's that bad and that obvious, and thus the call for Putin by his pals in the Kremlin to get out of town. Maybe there needs to be more drastic action, as I've suggested on any number of occasions.
Maybe they need to show him the way out.
Yeah, right, maybe at the end of a gun barrel. Yeah, okay, see you later. Anyway, so then we get back now that things are going sort of like the pendulum, swinging back and forth and back and forth. People say, okay, well, we've helped the Ukrainians, they've stolen a lot of our stuff, are we on the right side here? Of course we're on the right side. The wrong side is the Russian side, but maybe that isn't the right word for it. Maybe you go back to Merriam-Webster, choose a word better. The just side versus the right side. A country attacking another country, regardless of their, you know, what their status is or what their government is like or what their people are like, is still wrong. Aggression is wrong, unless there's an ultimate threat. And I guarantee you the Ukrainians were doing nothing to threaten the Russians. In fact, Ukraine helps the, and that's really why they want to steal it, why Putin wants it, is because their economy is stronger in general than the Russians in comparison to the number of people. They have great steel factories. They make a lot of things. They create. They've done a great job in terms of food and the breadbasket of Eastern Europe. You know, they've, in terms of wheat and corn and that sort of stuff, their soil is very productive. It's actually quite a mm-hmm. lovely country. In reality, the government is not great. But then when you think about it, tell me, give me a country that has a good government. Name me one country around the world that has a really good government.
And like fully across the board, I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, well,
there's always going to be somebody in there or a few people in there that mess it up for everybody.
Yep, there you go. There's more food for thought. 21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Hello? Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The FDA approved 2 reformulated vaccines. They're designed to guard against Omicron coronavirus strains. Currently, the predominant strain almost everywhere is BA5 with a little bit of BA4 mixed in. So the FDA gave emergency use authorization, which are booster doses to be given to people already vaccinated against the virus.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour, as we manage the social media interaction with people and things that are getting attention here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program on our pages, the Good Day On Air page on Twitter. I just sent Jay a couple of pictures from the farm yesterday and from the visit my son and his wife and my grandson Jasper. And Gramps having a little bit of a little go around on the farm. We took a little tour, all of us on our own. I have a wagon and I take people out and just show them around the farm and stuff. So there's that. And there's a picture actually that you'll see if you want. We'll post it at the farm site as well of me on a tour with some Girl Scouts yesterday. And I captioned it, New Friends of the Farm Meet New Friends. And the cows are all around the wagon. We feed them bread, and the cows just, they chase the wagon all over the pasture.
Oh, that's so fun.
Well, it's a good way to get, when Jasper was looking at him, he didn't quite know what to make of him. He sees their big, long tongue. But the kid's not afraid of anything. And that's why I do this. So the youngsters, the Girl Scouts who were there to, they actually were doing a study of my compost pile, a project for the Girl Scouts. So I took them down to the compost pile, and we rode around the farm and that sort of thing. But it's getting to know the animals, getting to know what farm life, because it's so strange to people, especially in suburbia where we are. So anyway, we'll post a couple of those pictures so you can see them on our social media. A lot of conversation about the new Dancing with the Stars cast, Selma Blair. Who's Teresa? I don't know. Is it Guy? I don't know who she is. Who's that?
She's one of the Real Housewives of whatever location that right.
Who
series
cares
has so
about
many.
Why do people watch that stuff?
The Selma Blair one is really cool because she has been struggling with MS and had a whole situation where she had a really bad flare and she really couldn't speak, and then she did this cell regeneration kind of therapy situation, and she's been getting back out there and acting. I think she started acting again, and so the fact that she went through all of that with that horrific flare and then now she's going to be on Dancing with the Stars, that's awesome. Good for
her. So they're sort of cross-pollinating each other because the winner of season 6 of American Idol, Jordan Sparks, is now going to be on this show. Is there a troupe or cast? Wayne Brady is on this. I can see that. Cheryl Ladd? Wow, she's going to... Woo-wee! From Charlie's Angels? Interesting. It's an interesting ad, right? How does...
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Yeah. Well, they always do different. Why am I blanking on her name? Leachman. Clarence Leachman?
Clarence Leachman, yeah. Right.
Yeah. She was on it once upon a time.
I remember. Yes.
Was it Donny Osmond was on it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's not... Well, he is older, but he's somebody everybody knows. Clarence Leachman, everybody knows. Some of these people, I would think they would try to find people that everybody knew, not just a certain age group. Like, I recognize Selma Blair, obviously. The Real Housewives of New Jersey. How popular, really, are those? Should they get a couple of million
viewers?
Oh,
yeah, that's one of the Real Housewives just the Real Housewives, period. That's a franchise that a lot of people follow. Kind of like the Bachelorette stuff. Like, it's almost like a cult following. People love it. They have watch parties and all of this stuff.
So, Arnold Schwarzenegger's kid is in it.
That's
right?
Awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, he's going to dance with somebody. So, anyway, it'll be interesting. I guess you want to follow that sort of thing. Help yourself. That's the story. Dancing with the Stars, our focus here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for any...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Around the world, soaring borrowing costs are squeezing home buyers and property owners alike. Numbers are showing buyers are pulling back as central banks raise interest rates at the fastest pace in decades, sending house prices falling. Meanwhile, millions of people who borrowed cheaply to purchase homes during the pandemic face higher payments as variable rates adjust. 9/11 ceremonies took place Sunday across America. President Biden speaking at a ceremony at the Pentagon.
To all the families and loved ones who still feel the ache, that missing piece of your soul, I'm honored to be here with you once more.
Week one of the NFL season closes tonight after the Seahawks play Denver in Colorado for Monday Night Football. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Show.
So, you drink coffee?
I do.
Yeah, you do a little bit, right?
I do. My husband hates the smell of coffee.
We've never been
home brewers. Typically, I will, like, later in the morning.
How is it when he kisses you after you've had a cup of coffee?
Oh, we're married. We don't kiss. We don't touch. It's keep your distance. Stay away.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All the lonely pups in the world listen to the Doug Steffen Good Day program because we put an end to loneliness here. It's just kind of what we do. Hi, 34 after the hour on the Good Day program. Good news from Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner talking about babies and my grandson and stuff. There's a new way to name babies, baby sea otters, though, at the Aquarium of the Pacific, which is out in Long Beach. Very cool place. If you've never been there, take a ride. There's so many cool things to see in this country. There really are. There's so many things to learn and enjoy. We have so many different pockets. So now, this baby sea otter who was rescued, sea otter number 934, has been at the Aquarium of the Pacific for a couple of months. And now, this baby sea otter needs a name. So you can help name this four-month-old otter by signing up for their Adopt an Animal program, making a donation of $100 or more if you want. A family who submits the winning name will get a behind-the-scene tour of some of the other exhibits at the aquarium. And I will tell you, having been there, it is a very, very, very cool place.
Well, we've got to get a good one because 934 will just not do.
No, not at all. So, contest lasts from now till the end of the month. And I'm sure that if you go to the Aquarium of the Pacific's website, or just to Google it, you will find your way to the contest. You want to name baby seal number 934. How about we name him Dudley? What do you think?
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah?
That's a good
Dudley,
one.
Dudley, right? Dudley the sea otter. It sounds like cool. Do we know it's a boy or a girl? If it's a boy... Yeah, we need to know if it's a boy or a girl.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We can give it a unisex name.
Yeah, all right. What's Dudley's? Like, well, actually, there are some girls named Dudley. I've seen
Avery.
Some girls. Avery's a good name, yeah. Right. Good, okay. Avery it is. Send it along. Let's see if we get the $100. Or, well, no, we're supposed to give $100.
And
right,
a behind-the-scenes tour.
Yeah, right. Let's do that. Okay, let's get to... some other things that are going on. For those of you who are, there are some people that eat out every single meal, usually single people that never cook. They're out for breakfast, they're out for lunch, they're out for dinner. Right? You know people like that in your life, I bet, don't you? You know people that, single people probably would be more a single person.
I know families that do that.
Families
too.
That do the same
especially
thing, really.
Based on depending on where they live, what their kind of work schedules are.
All right, so... You'll be interested to know two things that I just gleaned from social media. The pandemic and what the effects were on the restaurant business, we all know. How many small restaurants, diners, that sort of thing, went out of business? And now the restaurants are coming back, and there's more and more focus on breakfast menus. This really amazes me, because I guess I grew up eating at home. I took care of myself, but I always have eaten at home for breakfast. Once in a while, you go out if you're on the road, but breakfast is the biggest meal. Did you know that? That more people eat out at restaurants for breakfast than lunch or dinner. Wouldn't you have thought it would be dinner? But it's shocking.
I would have thought it would have been dinner.
Yeah, right. And it's Starbucks is number one. Wow, that's an interesting reality, isn't it, huh? Also, the fast food restaurants you'd expect. Diners. I love. There's nothing better than going to a good diner and having a pancake. Right? A little syrup, glass of juice. Something that is kind of, it's like the all-American thing.
I'm more of an Eggs Benedict person.
Are you really?
Swap out the ham for some avocado, that's my jam.
Okay, for those of you who are following the midterm elections, which are a month and a half away or less, about a month and a half away, the latest number, if you're going to run a commercial to promote somebody on radio or television, you really need to get the spots in now. So this is sort of, this week will tell us what kind of money is going to be spent. It looks like so far $1.4 billion in advertising time has been booked through Election Day for radio and television. $1.4 billion. Already more than that has been spent on the primary election. And you know what? Maybe my message is getting through here. I guess I'm not the only one who's saying it. But more and more, I was talking to some people over the weekend who said that they didn't think, when they were looking at the results of the primary and how many people went to vote and what goes on really in the primaries, that the primaries are the more important of the two elections. Because you weed out the whack jobs. And if just the people who like the whack jobs go to the primaries, then the whack jobs get to run in the election, and oftentimes the whack jobs win. But look at the component of now the 435 people that are in the House of Representatives. I bet you there are 100 whack jobs that are in there, maybe more. And now people are going to say, well, Doug, how do you define whack jobs? I'd post a few pictures. AOC would be one of them. Marjorie Taylor Greene would be another one. Just because they're not focused on the job at hand. And you could say, well, who are you to say who the job at hand is? Look at the Constitution. Look at any number of renderings of what your representative is supposed to do. It's not about them. They've made it about them, but it's about you. You're the one who's supposed to be the most important focus of those people who want to serve you. But that's a joke.
People, not the donors.
Yeah, right. But that's a joke these days, it would seem. All right, so anyway, I just thought I'd bring you up to date on that. The discussion of reality shows, we've had a couple of those conversations. And again, if I make reference to something that you didn't hear and you're curious about what it is that we're talking about, then help yourself to our gooddayshow.com website where you can hear the whole program all day long in its entirety. You can hear our podcasts picking out some of the things that are juicy. You hear the promotions for those here on the air. And so if I make reference to something like the reality show discussion we had in the last half hour, you'll be able to reference it. And the reason I'm going back there is because there's a new reality show called America's Next Great Author, which seems, you know, you hear the commercials we have. I think we're playing the commercials. James, aren't we still playing those commercials for the writer? If you want to write a book or write something, these people will help you, I think.
I'm not too sure about that, but
I think it's there. All right, well, anyway, the point is that if there are a lot of people who are in the book business that are seeking applicants, writers want to involve yourself on the pilot show for America's Next Great Author, you're being invited. It's kind of like an American Idol show from what I see. Applications through this Friday, I think, for the pilot episode. They want great stories. You know what they're going to do with these? They're looking for, there's a method here to their madness. Not only looking for the next great author, they're looking for the next big idea for films and television shows and stuff because they're running out of new ideas.
It's the same. It's all related.
Yeah, right. So you got an idea for a book. You can pitch your book idea to the panel of judges in front of a live audience. And there'll be 100 semifinalists who'll be invited to participate. 20 finalists get to pitch their book. So that's what goes on through the season. They're going to start the filming of the show in Newark, huh? Why would they? Well, I guess that's where all the publishers are. Manhattan is where they all are, actually. So the person who is in charge of this, the producer, says that unlike some reality shows, there won't be any snide remarks. Because that is, that's kind of, you know, some of the stuff. Nobody's going
to
ask.
When it comes to like an author, somebody's putting their heart and soul out
there. Yeah, they're out there.
And it'd be very scary. And it would be nice if people just show encouragement. And if maybe something's not working, then use it as a teaching moment rather than the whole, like, you're awful, get out of here.
Yeah, right. The Simon's approach to things. So the winner gets $2,500 in cash, a prominent role in the pilot episode, and part of a second day of filming, which includes mentoring and coaching from some of the industry leaders and the creators of the program. So there you go. It's going to be hosted by a best-selling author from the New York Times. His name is Kwame Alexander. And the contestants will pitch their book ideas to the, this is also a live audience here for this show, another reality. See, these shows, all right, there's a twofer here. These shows are cheap to produce, and not like filming a, you know, a random episodic procedural show that costs millions of dollars. These things are cheap, and they lead to other things. So they're doing, it's kind of like killing two birds with one stone. That's kind of a lousy expression in itself, isn't it? Why would you want to kill two birds? And who's got a stone big enough to throw at two birds? Where'd that come from?
What is it, beating a dead horse? Just an awful expression.
It must be some stupid, and Merriam-Webster is another stupid.
Awful expression.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, anyway, so once this pilot is filmed, the show creators hope that there's going to be a network that picks up the show. Of course, some cheap budget. They're all cheap now. I mean, look at the, at least over the summertime, look at all these cheap $100,000. They steal all the old ideas from past. Where's the new idea? This is a relatively new idea and a relatively interesting idea because there are a lot of great stories that are to be told. There's always another good story to tell. So anyway, this show will elevate people, celebrate writers. We aren't here to make people feel badly or to tell them they aren't good enough as a writer. Good. That's refreshing. Right? Some of the, you know, there are some other shows. The Great British Baking Show has been suggested here. to help people. It's another way of getting people to shine, but mm-hmm. it's not like the stuff. Simon seems to be the target of the negative.
of he does seem like he's calmed
here.
Down a lot since.
Yes, he does. Yeah. Yeah, it does seem like he's calmed down. In a moment, speaking of money that's won, the story of somebody who won a lot more money than he thought he won after this.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really. We have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store. Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits, and they require comprehensive coverage.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
All right, here's the story, Jay, of Jose Flores Valenzuela. I believe it's Valenzuela. Got it. I think it's close. He won a $600 lottery ticket, or at least that's what he thought. So he goes to the local grocery store where he bought it. Little did he know, according to the Virginia Lottery, that he went to redeem the. Actually, he went to the headquarters to get the $600. But the staffer said, wait a minute, sir, there's been a mistake. There's a problem here. So he gets all worked up about, oh, gee, you mean I didn't win $600? And the answer is, no, you didn't win $600. You won $1 million. Da-da-da-da. He bought a 20 times the money ticket at a Safeway store while picking up some soft drinks on his way home from work. He had to choose whether he wanted the $1 million spread out over the next 30 years or a one-time payment. He got the one-time $759,878. So anyway, that was $759,000 more than he thought he won, at any rate, right?
When you think about it, if he took the 30-year payout, it would have been a little over $33,000 a year.
Yeah.
So when it comes to something like this, it's like, yeah, no, take that $700.
Well, no matter what, he's a winner. Congratulations, Jose. It's 10 before the hour.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Bedtime here, a celebration of what's going on in your home, and a helpful hint or two or three or four, depending on how much time we have or how I manage to follow up our time together. Tommy the K is here, Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Home Improvement Radio program, The Money Pit. I want to talk to you about how to discover the next home improvement project. There is a very interesting publication. I want to know whether people should believe what they read in some of these magazines other than the newsletter that comes from the Money Pit. That's coming up in a matter of moments. It's important to maintain your home's heating and cooling system all around the year. Here's Mariah Haberman here to help you prolong your HVAC's lifespan.
Builder and home improvement expert Anthony Carino shares how you can keep your HVAC in optimal working order.
Like a car, your HVAC system needs to be tuned up to assure it keeps running as needed. Keep the areas surrounding the outside unit clean and debris-free. And be sure to change your air filters regularly, about every 30 to 90 days.
Make sure there are no gaps around windows and doors. Your system will operate much more efficiently as a result.
Be sure to set your thermostat correctly and have your HVAC system serviced regularly by a professional, once in the spring and once in the fall. During routine maintenance and tune-ups, an HVAC technician, like a trained comfort specialist, will inspect and clean your system. They can catch small problems before they become larger, costly ones, and replace or repair any parts before the next season.
Visit train.com/residential to learn more.
All right, so Tommy, yeah. I get in the mail each month something called the Home Mag, and okay. I meant to talk about not the Meg, which is the big bad thing in the ocean. This is the Mag magazine,
right.
Which touts the reader's way to help improve your home by making the right choices, and in it, and it's just a big advertising
right.
a medium for people who are trying to get you to buy
sell
new
stuff,
windows,
yeah. right.
get a new lawn,
yeah.
get a new patio,
yeah.
get a new awning, get new siding, So how reliable are these cabinets in the house? You know, yada, yada. It goes on.
So, I mean, if the recommendation is to, you know, make the improvements that are sold by the sponsors of the magazine, then that's not exactly an independent expert advice. Look, there are some improvements that give you a better return on investment than others. You know, outdoor living improvements, decks and patios do pretty well. Kitchens and baths always do well. A big change through the pandemic has been home offices. I mean, home offices, you wouldn't even find them in an ROI study before the pandemic. And now they're bringing huge returns on investment because people are moving, you know, back into the house to do the work. So, you know, you need to make these decisions based on what improvements you really need. And don't fool yourself by thinking they're going to give you an ROI if they don't. My favorite one, Doug, is years ago when we were first getting started in radio. And, of course, every sponsor is important back then. But there was a commercial that a station asked me to read, and it was a window replacement company, and the copy was something like, you know, if you replace your windows with these products, you're going to save 50% on your energy bill. And I called the rep back, and I said, look, if I had no windows, and now I have windows, maybe. But otherwise, there's no way it's going to cut your energy bills in half. So you got to use a little common sense.
Common sense is at a premium these days, it would seem. All right, here's listener David, who has purchased a home. He moved in a couple years ago. Home inspection was fine. You were a home inspector. Yep. This guy's now saying the walls are cracking. The nails are popping out of the wall. So what does he do?
Yeah, he's really worried about nail pops more than anything else. So first of all, what is a nail pop? That's when you have a drywall nail that backs out of the wall. It happens because of normal expansion and contraction. And the way you fix that is really very simple. You drive another nail next to it, and you overlap the head of the original nail. If you just try to push the one back in, it's going to come back out again. But if you put a new nail sort of in a fresh spot but overlap the old one, then that will hold it.
What happens if there's wallpaper over it or lathing or something? What do you do then?
Well, you know, if you got wallpaper over it, you got a problem. That's for sure. Because you can't, there's no easy fix for
that. Patch that up, yeah.
Right. No. Exactly. And in terms of cracks, Doug, look, all walls are going to crack, especially around the headers of windows and doors. Yeah. And if you do get that kind of a crack, if you use reinforcing mesh tape, the kind of fiberglass drywall tape that looks like
a netting, hold it in.
You put that on first and then spackle over that, it'll hold it.
All right, check out the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Same with the newsletter. Tom Kreitler here at 59 after the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.